Hare Krishna. We continue this evening with the pastimes of Lord Krishna, who is now taking his evening pastimes, evening meal. The time is 8:24 p.m. and the pastime goes until 10:48 each day. With very, very nice variations also. So Krishna entered the dining hall and they were served together with Nanda and his clan by Tungi, Ruhini and Yashoda. There was a lot of affection going on, and when Krishna was stuffed and his cowherd boyfriends who were eating with him, this was a selected few, were also full, the elder men, out of sympathy, urged the stuffed Krishna. Krishna said, "I can't eat more, I can't." But the elder men said, "You have hardly eaten anything and you were out all day. Please give joy to your mother," and so on. So when Yashoda saw that these elderly relatives were insisting that Krishna eat more, she was very happy. There was, however, one difference between the morning meal in the dining hall and the evening meal. When Krishna, Balaram and the boys ate the morning meal, they were for themselves. But when they took the evening meal, there was Nanda Maharaj and all the relatives. And therefore, naturally, they were not so free in their dealings, but a little subdued. Even Madhu Mangal didn't make his wild jokes, but he was a little shy in the front of the elder people. For the elder people, this was not so much a meal of rice and various pungent preparations, spicy preparations, salty, sour, and so on. They were not so much interested in the pies, the cakes, and the different preparations from milk and white flour. No, they feasted on a different feast. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Govinda Lilamrita is explaining what brought the senses of the Brajavasis the greatest delight. During the evening meal, the fathers and others savored the topmost bliss in all their senses by seeing Krishna's sweet smile, hearing his nectar words, smelling his sweet fragrance mixed with the incense swirling about the dining table. And they feasted also their sense of touch by touching the wind as the boys fanned Krishna with palm leaves. So this great feast of Krishna's darshan was most satisfying. It is said that the people in Mathura who saw Krishna, even when they were very old, were not at all influenced by old age. Anyone who has the darshan of Krishna, even a dying man or a dying woman, is released from all troubles. So therefore, the feast of seeing Krishna was satisfying all the elders in all respects. They took out of certain, you know, Anstand or good behavior, a little of the meal. When everything was finished, servants brought cool, fragrant water in pots which were made from gold and studded by jewels, so that Nanda, Krishna, Balaram and their friends could rinse their mouths. Krishna's sleeping chambers were then prepared. There was also a very nice arrangement. Krishna's rooms led directly in bedrooms, or his bedroom led directly into small gardens filled with trees, fresh creepers, and flowering bowers. There were lakes with jeweled banks sheltering sportive swans and warbling cuckoos. This refreshed the entire atmosphere. So we can imagine, if it's hot, Krishna is not suffering from the hot, because there are the lakes and the soft winds who bring the smells of good flowering trees, and also the sounds of the cuckoos. It was a really wonderful sleeping arrangement, where he could really drift away in his dreams. There were beautiful parrots who lived in one corner of the room, and Krishna was there. Now, Subal, who is very much in tune with Krishna's secret desires, was very important. It was very important that he was nearby, because Krishna had a question which only Subal could answer. Krishna took Subal's hand in his own and asked, "O Subal, tell me, even though I'm naturally very powerful and can understand everything, but what was that beauty that pervaded the whole meadow? When I saw her, I became bewildered and lost my patience. It was at the time when I went there to the meadow today to tend the cows, and you were there and the cowherd boys. My dearest friend, who was that? I was stunned. And that object which I saw was covered by a mass of dark clouds and disappeared behind the creepers. Then I could no longer relish it. So when I now think about what I saw, something which was covered by a dark cloud and which disappeared when I came near. What was it?" And Subal is now answering it. "Oh, killer of Agha, that was Radharani. As soon as she saw you, she lost her patience, felt great pain in her heart, and then rolled on the ground in ecstasy. I was there and heard when she cried, 'Dear friend!'" So when Krishna heard that Radharani was experiencing so much separation, the same type of feeling he felt, then large teardrops began to form in Krishna's eyes and fell like big pearls, one after the other, from their from their eyes. Subal says, you will meet her. She had said with great longings, Saki, go quickly and help me to meet Krishna. So this is a little bit, let us say, preview of the later evening pastimes, which I feel not so qualified to talk about, but I wish you all to look in this direction. The divine couple feels now separation for each other. Separation is the prerequisite for meeting. It's also for us necessary to first experience separation before we will meet Krishna. In the meantime, Nanda Maharaj had prepared something for the evening hours, you know, this after 8 o'clock. He received a group of talented artists who had come to get a glimpse of Krishna and perform for him. Then he invited a nice audience, which included brahmanas, members of exalted family lines, and then all the cowherd men were there. So there was a huge entertainment in the evening. In the evening, before going to bed, one should relax. And in the old times, this was done by clowns, dancers, singers, and storytellers. They went and showed their skills, and cultured person would hear this. There is a tradition for spiritual people that they will at the evening listen to the Puranas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about this, because in these Puranas they will find many, many amazing stories which relax the mind, and it's recommended to listen to this in the evening. All these distinguished guests came, and Nanda Maharaj greeted them all. He honored his seniors, he shared affection with his equals, and bestowed mercy on his subjects. Do you know that Nanda Maharaj had such an open heart that every morning he stood at the gate of his palace and received beggars and gave them anything and everything they wanted. Especially he gave a large amounts of cow milk to them, which is the king of all foodstuffs. So Nanda knew that these guests had not come for entertainment, just like his relatives had not come in the dining hall to eat a lot. No, they wanted another feast. They wanted to feast their eyes on Krishna. But there was a problem. Nanda thought, my son has just eaten. Now is resting in his bed chambers because he's very tired. So what should I do? All these Brajvasis have come just to see Krishna. And when Nanda was worrying like this, all of a sudden Krishna appeared in the assembly with his friends. And as Krishna appeared, it was as if the moon appears over an ocean. What happens at that time? The ocean water rises. So when Krishna appeared in the assembly hall, at that time the hearts of the Brajvasis swelled and rose, and Krishna, the Krishna moon, rose also over that assembly. It's expressed that they felt signs of ecstasies, and their beautiful hair stood up like medicinal herbs. So what a wonderful scene. Krishna came in, he smiled at his friends, and he very, very respectfully greeted the brahmanas and the elders by folding his hands. Then Krishna looked compassionately upon his juniors and other dependents gathered there before he sat with his friends. This is something important for us also. We should know these three types of dealings to elders and spiritual seniors. We should always be respectful. We should never be disrespectful, even if we can't always understand their words and activities. With people on our level, we should become the best of friends. We should be very friendly. And if there's someone less compassionate, we should not become annoyed about his lack of qualifications. No, no. We should show compassion to them. This is a cultured dealing. So, Krishna sat down, and the artists were there on the stage. And they started the event by loudly calling, "Jai! Jai!" And then first the performers came and started to recite the Vedas. They also praised the ancestors of Krishna, you know, who had appeared before him in the dynasty, by narrating what they did. And then they started a loud concert on different musical instruments and made a lot of whooping noises. Whooping noises. They were praising Nanda Maharaj's dynasty. And at one stage, when everything was so lively and the artists were telling so many things, the audience became so active and amazed and lively that they became a little boisterous. That means they went a little over the limits. I'm thinking a little bit when we were in Serbia last this year, there was a wonderful summer camp, and at one stage there was one group of devotees who played the Hare Krishna mantra according to local folklore tradition. Like this song, I remember. And everyone started to dance. I remember Daksha, who has this most infectious smile, was dancing that everyone laughed, and others started to rise. The elderly ladies recognized the tune and danced, and it became a little wild, so to say, with joy. So you can imagine that this happened also in the hall of Nanda Maharaj. It was becoming so intense that Nanda Maharaj had to ask the constables, that means people who take care of the order, to restore the peace. They raised their sticks, you know, Brijbasi style, and gestured with their hands that the guests should relax and sit properly. After all, you know, they are joyful cowherd men, and they have a very joyful way of celebrating. Then Nanda gave a signal to the actors. They should now perform some dramas for the pleasure of the audience, who were eager to see them. And then there was good dancing. Male and female artists made dances like the Tandava. I don't know if you know the Tandava dance. It's something which you sometimes can see in our kirtans. It's a type of male dance which is very wild, you could say. Then there was the Chalukya dance. It is a dance which is done while the dancers balance plates. And then there was the Lasya dance. This is more a dance performed by the ladies, very artistic and so on. And then there were pastimes of Rama and Narsingha shown. And then the magicians came on stage. Oh, I would love to see those magicians. The jugglers came on stage. Jugglers means they can throw balls and catch them, maybe seven at a time, clululululululu. And some acrobats balanced even on the top of raised bamboo poles. That's something which I once saw in Mumbai, a huge stick which goes high up in the air, and someone dances on top of it, and not dances, balances on top of it. And some others showed some tricks by passing a string into one nostril where the string came out of another nostril. A cowherd boy culture. Then poets narrated, my God, the whole evening program, Puranic stories, sang songs, and again described Krishna's ancestors. And then some pandits came, and on the spot, without any preparation, composed poems glorifying Krishna's birth and activities. Then musicians were there, and after the whole thing was over, Nanda and those who were people of means, it means they had wealth, were distributing large rewards to the performers. Gold was given, ornaments were given, and expensive clothes. But the artists, they didn't want all this. They were fully satisfied simply with Krishna's darshan. They accepted the charity, in other words, only out of respect for the donors. So again, I wish to point out, there was a whole evening program, or every evening it's going on, with a lot of entertainment, and very qualified entertainment. But the audience was not so interested in all these things. Krishnadas Kaviraj describes what went on in the audience. They started crying tears of love while drinking in the moonbeams of Krishna's sweet smile. They remained dissatisfied after repeatedly drinking the nectar. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Ansi's description on the reaction of the Brajbasis to Krishna's darshan, he said, how inconceivable are the ways of love. When there's true love for Krishna, the mind becomes ekantika, means fixed only on ek, on one, on Krishna, and everything else disappears in the pastime, in the distance. I think this is one of the secrets of overcoming distractions and by material desires or by anything, to keep Krishna in the forefront of one's mind and attention. And then all these things which may now distract us become trivial, and it's easy to cross over them just like it's easy to cross over the puddle of water in the cow's or calf's hoof print. With this, we will say goodbye from the beautiful activities and pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Those of us who are younger may now also think of going to bed, because it's 8:48 by now, and Krishna is going to his bedroom. We will hear more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.